Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Beis, and we're holding right at the top, line 2. And we listed yesterday various inyanim that the Mishnah spoke about. We weren't able to explain all of them. But we started talking about a Chosik Shote, Rosh Arom. And the last thing that we said, a Rosh Arom is somebody who really does not really understand what it is that he's learning. But he's a big bucky in the Shulchan Aruch. So he can go around and quote your halachas from today till tomorrow, and he fools people who don't know better into thinking that he's a great Talmud Chacham. He's a tremendous bucky. He knows every halacha. I mean, who to go and ask a shaila to if not this guy? And basically, you're talking to an Amoritz. So this was the last thing that we learned, that we continue today. Itma. Karav v'shana, person who has learned Torah, and he's learned all the Mishnayos and the Halachas Pesukos. V'lo shimesh Talmidei Chachamim, but he hasn't worked with Talmidei Chachamim to learn how it is that you use your mind to be able to be Mataritz, questions, to learn to distinguish one case from the other, which sometimes can be exceedingly subtle. That's what we call Gemara. Yeah. That's what Gemara is. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hareza Amoritz. Rabbi Elazar says, look, this guy has the same din as an Amoritz, and you have to be Cheshidim for Maestras, for Tyrus, because he really has no idea what he's doing. And that's the same as an Amoritz. He thinks he's doing everything right. He has no idea what right is. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, Hareza Abur. No, he's much worse than Amoritz. An Amoritz will basically knows deep down that he doesn't know what he's doing, but this guy really thinks he knows what he's doing. So that's the worst kind of person, because then he's convinced and he's absolutely passionate about how religious he is and how careful he is, and he's really doing everything wrong. Rabbi Yana says it's worse than that. Hareza Kuti. You're not allowed to drink his wine. You're not allowed to... all the dinim of a kuti is the dinim of a goy. Because what is a kuti? A kuti is somebody who thinks he knows the halachas of the Torah. He's only doing God's will. But he doesn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Pat. So this person who thinks he knows all the halachas, I mean, after all, he's read the most recent art scroll book. And now he can paskin halacha. So in other words, he doesn't really believe in the process of Torah Shebaal Peh, being able to interrelate it with reality. It's all like a religious exercise. That's what a kusi is. Kusi believes, he's got a list of tzivuyim, this is what God wants, he does what God wants, everything is clear. But the fact that the whole interrelationship is the essence of what God wants, that doesn't even figure in him. So that's the same as a kuti. He says, Yayin is Yayin Nesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar Reza Magosh. He has the din of a wizard, an amgushi. What's the pshat amgushi? Oh, this is beautiful. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak. You know what? It's very mistava like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. You know why? Because there's a saying about these wizards. The Amri Inchi Ratin Magosh of Elo Yada Mayomar. These guys are always going around saying abracadabra. That's exactly what this guy does. The Shulchan Aruch is abracadabra, you know. You come up with a question, he quotes you, abracadabra. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. Does it supposed to make sense? No, why should it make sense? It says it in my book of wizardry. So he's got the Shulchan Aruch of wizardry. So that's the pshat. He's a magosh. A magosh stam babbles. V'lo yada mayoma. Same thing this guy, Tani Tana. He says over the halachas. He has no idea what he's talking about. V'lo yada my Omar. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeo Amoritz, Koshe no Kore Kriyat Shema Shacharit V'Arvit B'Birchotea, Tivir Rabbi Meir. So the Marshal learns that the Rashi says if he can't even do that, so he must be like totally without any knowledge at all. The Marshal says it's much more basic than that. Because we know the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, lo yimot, the din of lo timosha Torah zot pipicha, v'gisabo. What's the Vigisabo? Yom Valayla is Kriyat Shema. So at least the minimum that a person has connection to Torah is that he says Kriyat Shema Yom Valayla. If he can't even say Kriyat Shema Yom Valayla, so then he's completely minutak. He's separated from Torah, and that we call him here in Amoritz. By the way, the Tosfos points out that the definition of Amoritz varies for different purposes. You can't really say Am Haaretz is one particular. There's Am Haaretz in terms of the chashash of maisras, Am Haaretz chashash of tumah, Am Haaretz it's not kosher to be made, Am Haaretz that you're not magzer and aveda without simonim that are completely objective, so on and so forth. When we have a shisha dvarim that was said the guy in Am Haaretz, not necessarily is one of the things that we're saying over here doesn't necessarily apply across the board. It's also part of the Iker Chiev that we reason Kriyat Shema. Ben Azim Rakosh Enu Tzitzit Bibigdo. Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef Rakosh Yeshlo Banim. Veinam Agadim Vilma Terah. All of these things are fundamental in Kriyat Shema itself. Acherim Omrim. Well, obviously the Acherim Omrim cannot be Rabbi Meir because it's Rabbi Meir Omer and Acherim Omrim, which Lamaisa occurs many times. Yeah, actually, I should have mentioned it. We had it earlier in the Masechta. There's a very yesodistic Tosfos of discussions about this issue, whether it might be that Acherim Omrim is Rabbi Meir only when he quotes something that he learned from Elisha ben Avuya, which is Acher. So Acher, Acherim Omrim, which is very, very not, very nice shot, but it's very not mash from the sugya. But I mean, there's approaches to try to prove or disprove that thing, but... But clearly there are times when we'll mention both a Rabbi Meir and an Acherim. So the Acherim Omrim, that the meaning of an Am Haaretz would be Afilu Korev Shorev Lo Shemesh Tamidei Chachamim, as we've said, Zeu Am Haaretz. So somebody who's learned, he's learned Kol HaTorah Kula, he's read through all the art scroll stuff. And the Shaina, he's read through all of the Mishnayos and all of the Shulchan Aruch. But he was never Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. This is called an Am Haaretz. Kara Veloshana, if all he did was read the Bible, now Reza Bor is even worse. Lo Kara Veloshana, if he didn't even do that, unfortunately, is the standard Israeli education. Allah Akatuv Omer Vizarati at Beit Yisrael Ve Beit Yehuda Zera Adam Vizera Behimat. There's animals that also come under the continued genetic expression of Yisrael, but they grow into animals instead of humans. Somebody, forget about a boar, forget about a maritz. There's a behemoth. You find lots of supposed Jews are behemoths, they're not even human. It's Hashem Meniv HaMelech. Im Shonim, Al Titarav. Never get mixed up. We said literally, Al Titarav. We said, don't get mixed up with these guys, right? Perfect expression, modern expression. Don't get mixed up with Shonim. What's that supposed to mean? Omri Yitzchak, Elu Shoshonim Halachot, means don't get mixed up with these guys that go around and learn the Shulchan Aruch all the time. These are dangerous people. Pshita, is it obvious? What else would it mean, Shoshonim? No, it could mean, says the Gemara, I might have thought, Ma Detema Shonim B'Chet. Maybe it's don't get mixed up in guys that are already Matir Chet, like Ravuna says, Omri Ravuna Kim Shavar Adam Averav V'Shanaba. Person gets used to doing a particular avera, no longer is an avera to him. Who trello, it's complete heter. So kamash malan, therefore, comes to tell me, no, shonim means exactly, we call people who learn shonim, except that they're shonim, dafka, dvorim that are psukais, rather than learning how to think about them. Tana, hatanaim mevalei olam. People who say over Mishnayos all day long, these people destroyed the world. I mean, who are they hurting besides themselves? Om Ravina, no, it means that they think they know. They say, listen, it says, this case is different just because this little thing is different. So then they don't really know how to be Madama Milta La Milta. Tanami Ochi, Om Rabbi Yeshua. I don't understand. How can you call Tanaim Vachi Mivale Olam, Alami Ashve Olam? Doesn't it say halichot olam lo kol alom et halochas b'chol? Isn't that a great thing, no? It means shemorim halacha mitok mishnatam, that they think they know something. That's terrible. Then the other cases that we had, we said an isha prusha. What's so bad about having a frum woman? And frum woman sounds very nice, no? Tona rabbanan, you know, a betulat salyanit. You know these women go around saying tilim all day long. In modern Hebrew, they use the word salyanit as Christian pilgrims. And he's going around all that salyanit because Oshanat Sali. She's always davening. Very suspicious. What is she feeling guilty about? What is she really doing? Not so good. And an almanah shovavit. This almanah goes around and she's going to all the neighbors and she's davening for them. And, you know, just tell me your name. I'll take care of it. Your name, your mother's name will. And here's some red thread, by the way. Vikatan shelo kololo chadashav. And fetuses that have never completed their growth. Those are all mevale olam. We'll see what that is. Any, is that true? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lamadnu yirat chet mi betula." I learned the darga of yiras chet from a certain betula, and I learned kibbutz char mi almana. What was the maisa? Yirat chet I learned from a betula. Rabbi Yochanan once overheard a betula davening. So here's this gorgeous girl, and he hears her praying. The nafla apa, she was saying like tachanun. I know that the world has basically got two options over here. Barata gan Eden or Barata Gainam. Barata tzadikim, Barata Rishayim. Look, but there's both tzadikim and Rishayim in this world. I don't want to be the thing that makes the difference, you know. So Yiratzon Ilfanecha Shalo Yikashlu Bi Bnei Adam. I don't want to be the object that throws people into hell. And that I should be the one now. I mean, there's plenty of other things that people could choose from. Do me a favor, keep me out of this. So, okay, that's your aschet. I mean, her tefillah is that it shouldn't even be nogea, somebody else, that they should be nichshal in her. Kibbutz zachar mi almanah. I also learned the darga of a person who wants to be, give themselves over to do a mitzvah with extra pain in order to show the level of Kabbalah Schar from Mitzvah that I learned from Amona. Da'i Amona da'avi be'knishta b'shvivuta. There was an Amona who had a Beit HaKnesset in her neighborhood. So ku yuma hava at yomatzah be'medrash Rabbi Yochanan. She used to schlep out every day and come to Rabbi Yochanan's Beit HaMidrash in order to daven. Rabbi Yochanan did not like the idea of a woman schlepping out for no apparent reason to his Beit HaMedrash, other than perhaps maybe some of his good-looking Talmidim. So he told her, B.T., don't you have a shul in your neighborhood? What are you doing here? So let lo Beit Knesset b'shivavutech. Omra le, so she said to him, Rebbe, v'lo schar psiot yeshli. Don't I have a schus of walking this far to be able to daven? Yes, I get an extra schus for the additional footsteps. So I learned from that how a person can be extra, look for extra tircha. So, I mean, if it were so terrible for a woman to be frum or for a betulat to daven, I mean, so what's he listening in and hearing that these are good things? Says the Gemara, no, we're not talking about this kind of almanah, but it's almanah shovavit. So Rashi is learning shovavit is the lashon of shivivute. Just like we just had, her neighborhood. So shovavit means she's always going around the neighborhood, you know, davening for people and so on. Others learn the pshat shovavit is the lashon. There's an oroch. It says shovavit means literally like lashon of shovav. She's wild. She goes around making out with people. So she holds herself up to be, you know, a big tzaddik because she's really shovavit. That doesn't mean anything. There's another brilliant oroch that says another pshat, shovavit is lashon of bala tshuva. She claims she's a big bala tshuva. So mamela, you know, she's an almana, she's already beyond human desires, and she's not going to get married again. And she, I'm a bala tshuva. He walks around, like, these are the most dangerous people, says the Oroch. Okay, but anyway, you notice the Gemara, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara never addressed the problem of the betulah. It's coming to address now only the problem. Kigon Yuchani Bat Rativia was an almanah, doesn't address the betula. Because, okay, a one-time maisa that he overhears a betula doesn't make her a betula. Tzailanit. Tzailanit. The church is going around all the time davening. So, what we're talking about is like the famous case of Yuchani Bat Rativia. That's a case where over there the case was that she set herself up to be one of these miracle worker ladies with her tefillas. But actually what she would do is she would cause the problem in the first place. So she was a mechashefet, and she would make sure that women who needed to give birth would have difficult births. So then she would come in and she would say, I can daven for you, you know, small donation. I can daven for you. She would go home, take away the shofim, And all of a sudden, wow, unbelievable, her tefillahs worked wonders. So until I discovered what she was doing, so I thought she was a big tzaddikas.
How do we know
what?
What's the source of that information?
Oh, the source is brought in, the Bryce has done it, but the Mefarshim bring it here. Mefarshim on the page bring it. And the Katan Shalokololo Chadoshav, what's that? An immature fetus. What? No, it's a way of referring to a big shot kid. So this is. Call these guys, they're fresh out of yeshivas, wet behind the ears, but they already know everything, right? So this is a Talmud Chacham, and Mevayit Barabotav, he already knows better, which is, of course, the most common phenomenon. Well, he's not going to eat in his Rebbe's house. I mean, obviously, it's not kosher enough for him. So he's already overtaken in the 3 years that he's managed to be in his yeshiva. He's already overtaken. He doesn't believe what he's... That's not kosher, and that's not good, and it's not from enough... So he's an immature fetus, basically. In other words, he never grew up. And he already knows everything about the world. Rabab Amar Zet Talmid, things haven't changed much. Shalui gets it amazing. These are the things that they're Koveyas Mavali Olam. It's unbelievable. Talmid Shalui Gielo Ra'al Mora. This is a Talmud that doesn't really know. Similar to the issues we learned before, he may know a lot of halachas psukos because he hasn't yet had the experience of seeing the ability to distinguish. The Amr Abayavu, Amr Avon Amarav. My dechtiv ki rabim chalalim hipila. Note, Lashon chalalim hipila is a Lashon of Nefel, right? So we're talking about it's a pasuk. It's not like we just selected a word, you know, to put the guy down. It's called chalalim hipila. V'atsumim kol harugea. So rabim chalalim hipila is a tamit chokab shalagilora omoreh. So that's the pshat, that it's like a nefel. Atsumim kol harugea is a lotion of atsimat peh. You keep your mouth shut. Atsumim kol harugea is somebody who knows the truth and doesn't speak up. So zeh tamid chacham shehigia l'horavei no more. This is somebody who knows, and he doesn't want to get involved. V'yad kama, what is the considered to be ro'i l'hora'ah? Adar ba'in shnin, to be 40 years old. Is the Pashat of Pshat, because the Gemara now asks from Rava. Rava died at 40, so he was Meiris. How could he possibly? I mean, he had a lifetime of Eira, but he didn't live to be old enough to be Meiris, according to this. Answers the Gemara, no, that was Bishavim. If he indeed is, in terms of his godless, the equivalent of everybody else in the town, then he could be Meiris. But if not, so then unless he's 40, he can't be married. Tosfos Tainis on the basis of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Moshe Rabbeinu. It says it over there that all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu understood 40 years later in Devarim. Now it's 40 years later, and now he's telling Bnei Yisrael that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Mi yitein v'ya'a levavam zelahem," you should have said, "Ata titein." Why did you say it at the time? So you see, from here, says the Gemara, it takes 40 years to be Mekim Al-Dad Rabbi. So that means 40 years from the time that you learned, not 40 years meaning from the time that you're born. So you know what I mean? 40 years. So in other words, according to this, we're just bringing Rava. It's certainly going to have been 40 years if he didn't live even past 40. So how could it be 40 years from the time he learned? So okay, so that's, there's an interesting, Marsha brings a lot of riots against ISIS. And Makot Prushin. A code machine is that, like, that's the worst. The frumer are really going to get you. Now, there's seven types. You have to analyze seven types of weirdos. So we have Shiva Prushin Hing. They all look very religious. They're all very dangerous. And it's important to define each sug of these dangerous people. Okay. So they are a Porush Shichmi, a Porush Nikvi. This is a hilarious gemara. And it's supposed to be hilarious. A Porosh Kizoi, a Porosh Maduchya, a Porosh Machovativa Esenu, a Porosh Miava, and a Porosh Miira. Okay, so let's go through that. First, you have the Porosh Shichmi. A Porosh Shichmi comes from Shechem. So they always go into Kever Yosef. No, that probably. So What is Maaseh Shechem? Yeah, they're going to go and be Maaseh Nefesh and get a bris milah and everything. But I mean, that basically was all for the money and the sex. They said beferish. Anashim Ha'elu, they had a lot of money, beautiful women. So that's a Porosh Shechmi. Then you have a Porosh Nikvi. A Porosh Nikvi is a guy who walks around like a real schlep because he's so humble. He's shuffling along the street, so we call him a Nikvi because he's always banging his toes into things, you know. It says, Menakefet Raglav. A Porosh Kizoy.
Not shuffle.
What? He shuffles. Yeah, he shuffles. Exactly. That's what it means. Nikvi is a shuffler. Listen, that's the George Harrison song, right? Sidewalk shufflers. So you got to watch out for the sidewalk shufflers. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, what's a Porosh Kizoi? Kizoi is Lashon Hakoza. So Hakoza means these are the guys, they walk down the street, but of course their eyes have to be closed because they can't look at the women while they're walking down the street. So since they have to show everybody that they don't look at the women, they naturally bang into the wall. They bang into the wall, they're bleeding on the wall. So I'm so frum, I wouldn't open up my eyes on the street with all the preachers around here, even if it means bumping into the wall. So these are called the kizoy. They're always being makis dam. Meduchia. What's a Porsche meduchia? Porsche meduchia comes from the word meducha. It's a pestle. What is that? Omer Rabba Bashil. This is a guy who walks around like the ultimate yeshiva bacher. He's so bent over in the middle, and then he puts a talus over the whole thing. So now he looks like a pestle, you know, with a bent over top. You can grab him and use him to grind spices with, you know. So it's very good. They call him a Bei Maduchia. Then you've got the other guy who says, Ma chovati v'asena. I'm ready to do anything necessary. Just let me know. What's so bad about that? So maybe the guy just wants to learn. He's asking, Malyute, that's very nice. No. We missed one little word. What else could I possibly do is what he's saying. Tell me what else I could possibly do. No, but certainly be Mekayim, Kola, Tera, Kula. Maybe I overlooked a little Nakuda. Could you give me some additional information? That's already very suspicious. And then you have the Porush Miyava. This guy's very frum, but he's frum only because he wants to buy in. Doesn't mean Avas Hashem. It means Ava of whatever he's going to get out of it. Or Porush Miyira, he's afraid of losing his sachar, losing his position. Omer le Abaye v'Rova Latana, of course. Did you not hear what Rabbeinu Dovid has to say? Lo titne Porush Miyava Porush Miyira. Do we not already know the Omer of Yud Omer Rav Omer Dovid Le'olam Yasek Adam B'Teira U'B'Mitzvahs Afila Shelo Lishma Shemitov Shelo Lishma B'Lishma. So that's not so bad. The guy wants it for the wrong reason. He'll ultimately be led for the right reason. Once again, Tosfos says in a number of places, asks from the Gemara that say the opposite of that. Lo miter shelo lishma, the mutav lo that he was never born in the first place. If he learns shelo lishma, the Torah becomes a sama moves. So how could it be? If it's poison, what would be the? How could it possibly lead you to something good? So again, he learns the nafkamina is the difference between the drive for the learning or the object of the learning. That's basically the difference. The fact that a person would have an ulterior motive in what he's doing is fine. People always do things out of ulterior motives, and gradually they grow and they mature and they learn and their motives become clearer. I mean, what are we supposed to begin life with pure motivation? And it's possible to ever know that you're purely motivated? There's always ulterior motivations. That's not a problem. But what's the object of the learning? If the object of the learning is that you want, let's say, one-upmanship. So you want to show that you're no better than the other, then you're not learning, because you're not really interested in what it has to say. You're only interested in being able to use it for some other purpose. That's not a difference in drive, that's a difference in objective. In which case, you're not learning Torah. The point of learning Torah, you're trying to discover truth. Why should you discover truth? No, man, you discover truth because, you know, you make a lot of money knowing truth. Maybe I can open up a philosopher's therapy club or something. That's fine. But if the object is, I got to show that everybody else is crazy, then you're not interested in truth. You're interested in disproving, not in finding what is emes.
That's not called
Shlo Lishma,
right?
That's not called, that's called, that's called a Shlo Lishma, that's not maybe Lishma. There's, that's what he's good for saying, Mister. The deeper, I mean, David's forcing me into the corner over here. The deeper pshat is that there's two inyanim in Torah Lishma. The one inyan in Torah Lishma is that, as the Rosh says, that it's Lishma Shel Torah, that your purpose is the Torah, per se. And then he says, in other words, you want to be Mosif, Yediyah, and Havana, and so on. So you love the Torah. The other understanding of Torah Lishma is that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is innate in the Torah. Lamaisa, the Shlo Lishma, is also those two levels. So there's a Shlo Lishma, I don't care about the Torah. That's not something that's going to bring you to anything good. That your object is not Torah. Then there's a Shlo Lishma in terms of your drive. My object is not because I'm driven to do the Ratzon Hashem. Just like there's two elements in the correct pshat, in Torah Lishma, there are two elements in the Shlo Lishma. One of them is Vitar Shlo Lishma Balishma, and the other one is not maybe Lidei Lishma. How could it be? A drive can be maybe you once you taste the real thing, but you're never going to taste the real thing if it becomes Sama Mavet. So if you've already made up your mind, then it can only be Sama Mavet. It's no matter what facts you bring to someone who's already made up his mind, you're never going to change. That's the most fundamental definition of fundamentalism. You're impervious to facts. So what good is it going to do you to learn Torah? What is it not going to do you to learn anything? Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, look, I'll tell you one thing. The mitamra mitamra, the megalia megalia. Look, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't know. A lot of things that are under the surface. A lot of dirt that are in people's hearts and the way people are acting. There's things that we do know. But I'll tell you one thing. There's a Beidina Rabbah. There's a big Beis Din up there in the sky whose whole purpose is Litpara Mihani Dechafu Gundi. That they're sitting there basically in order to figure out the guys who make themselves look really frum and are actually filthy people inside. That's the absolute worst. And it's the same thing we find in Maisa. Like, Omer lo Yanai Malka le Davitu. The Chachomim hated Yanai. Because Yanai, he killed a lot of the Gedalei Torah, and it was a terrible situation. His wife was worried that when he would die, who knows what, they'll take revenge on her, and they'll take away the Malucha from the family, and so on. So she wanted him to arrange matters before he died. And he told her a very famous thing. He told her, listen here, Al tit ra'im min ha'prushim. You don't have to worry about people that are really prushim. You want to worry about the Zilbermans? They're not going to hurt you. V'lo mimi she'ein ha'prushim. You want to worry about merits? They're also not going to hurt you. They're on my side. The people you got to worry about are the phonies. Melo min ha'tzvu'im she'domim l'prushim. That they look very religious. But the bottom line is Maaseim k'maasei Zimri u'mevakshim sachar k'pinchas. This is going now into the lexicon. This is a famous ma'amar, right? So they're very, very religious. But Lamaisa, they're the ones who are the most like Zimri, but they hold themselves to be the Kanoim. We're doing everything right. Their whole lives are involved in Lashon Hara, being Mavaza people. Mm-hmm. Who knows the terrible things? We deserve sachar like Pinchas. Those are the dangerous people.
Politicians?
No, not politicians. Halavari, just politicians.
Not just, but certainly a lot of politicians.
People whose system of values is completely screwed up. They don't think they're Isomaisa Zimri. In other words, a guy who's arrogant who says, Kilu Baal Kol Arayos Kulam. Right? The guy's Besaper Lashon Hara, he's a Reitzeach. So these people, this is what they're Dagulin, Adarab. It's a mitzvah to say Lashon Hara. It's a mitzvah. So they're Poshet Aisa Maisa Zimri, but they're the Kanoim. They're Mevakshim Scharka Pinchas. This is an amazing phenomenon. This is the phenomenon. That's what Tzvuyim is like painted a different color. You paint yourself in black and white. You think everything is good. It's not going to help. Yeah, exactly, from here. This is the book, or it's
a
book.
The definition, too, no? Yeah.
The definition of Muslim is a
yeah? Hypocrite. Yeah, but it's a deep sort of, it's a deep.
They really think so.
They really think so, of course. That's the pshat. These are the dangerous people. If they don't really think so, it's not so bad. I mean, and that, you know, if they don't have a real Hashem Shamayim in it, so then they can't do that much damage.
Is it really their conscience to stop them?
Yeah. But these people, they're not the right. The conscience pushes them forward. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Oh, why? Wait. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Sabbat Josh is not here. Our president is going to have to take over. I don't even know if the mic picked up that type of weakling. There we go. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Ein zechut tola b'mayim amarim. As we saw earlier, Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no such thing. The previous Mishnah said that if a woman has a schut, which is what got us into this whole thing, what is really a schut? What type of schut? But if there would be a schut, says Rabbi Shimon, it would be Taylor. So what you've done is matheata tamayim bifnei kol anashim. You have basically made the water less meaningful, or mathe. You're throwing the whole thing out. Because people will say, what do I have to worry about? I mean, for sure, I got some schutzim. Yeah, we'll keep ourselves going, not worried about this water. Not only that, and motziata shemra ala tahorot shishatu, you're also going to end up saying, people are going to end up saying, sha'omrim tmeyotein, elashatot alem zechut. If you're going to say that it's possible to have bin mizana, drink the mayim amorim and nothing will happen to you. Why? Because after all, you have a schus. So what's the whole point? First of all, nobody's going to take it seriously. And those women, who indeed are Torah, who's going to believe that the Torah? Isn't that one of the most important things in the water, that you're now able to reestablish innocence? People say, no, there's no innocence. They just had a big schus somewhere. So that's ridiculous to say what you're saying. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, well, it's not so ridiculous. Because the schut can be tola. It's a big difference between tola and the result of drinking the water if you're really innocent. So the schut can be tola b'mayim amarim b'eni yoledet. First of all, it says v'niktav nizra zera. So she's not going to have any children. V'eni mishabach, she's not going to start looking better, and which would you normally would expect of the sota that was innocent. Ela mitnavnav olechet, she starts getting sicker and sicker. And in the end, l'sofi meita ba'otamita, the same thing happens in slow motion. That's all. So in the end, it will be yurech bitnat sava and yurecha nofelet and so on, just slowly.
So what's the value of schus Torah? I mean, you think usually it's a
life.
It's good to chew, but if it doesn't help, others.
In the end, it'll get her. But the interesting thing is that until such time as bitnat sava, she's muteret
l'ba'ala.
What do you mean?
Let her be. Someone that was mizana, let her be. The Dinei Shemayim is letting her be with her.
And she can't do
children. What can you do? Sometimes God has a different way of doing things. Yeah. As long as it's in His hands, it's all right, no? He got the whole.
What if it was like Kenan Mysterio? What would Jew and Jew make sense altogether? What about Aiden? There's no Astra.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's saying the problem is, but once it was king of the steer, she's a serf saying it's in God's hands. God said it's okay. What's the problem?
Not worse than no way. God's taking care of
it. No, but he's saying, but no, Misa, we know that she was Mizana.
How do we know?
Well, eventually
she's
going to see.
Because, no, when we see she's Asura. But according to Rebbe, she's mitnavnav olechet. She's only Asura once bitnatzava. Which is the end of the process.
Right.
As the Rambam says, even if Lamaisa, she begins to become ill.
For other reasons.
Exactly. You can't assume. Unless you see that she's meita, botamita, you can't assume. Maybe she got cancer. But we're promising her that she's not going to get ill. Yeah, maybe she got ill.
So she's never a surah. She just died.
No. In the end, she will die botamita, and she will be a surah. Oh, you mean she becomes a surah after she's dead? No, there's a point at which bitnat sova.
Oh, she doesn't die.
Yes, 3 months later.
It's not immediate.
It's the whole thing is slow. Yeah, no, you mean you thought there was a sudden end? No. The whole thing is slow. Nitmeit minchata ad shelo kidsha b'kli. Now, if her korban mincha became tmeah before kiddush kli, so that's like all menachot that become tamei before they have kedushat haguf, and you can be poed of that because if there's no kedushat haguf, then there's no problem being poed of kachi. The imisha kidsha b'kli, once already there was kiddush kli, so then it's the same as any other mincha that became tamei after kiddush kli. So over there, there's no longer, you cannot be paid it. And at this point, it requires sreifa. And tomorrow, we're going to go into the full list of the cases that require sreifa. But we will complete our daf right now at this point, ready for a wonderful quick review, which Mendel really wants to... Itma. Same guy. This guy does the same thing. Tony Tona Velo Yoda Mayomar. Tony Rabbanon. Ezel Amoretz Koshenu Kori Kriachma Shachris Varvit Birchote Adiv Rabbi Meir. Vechachomim Omrim Koshenu Miniach Tefillin. Ben Azri Omer Koshen Lositzit Bibigdo, Rabbi Yonatan Ben Yosef Omer Kosh Yeshlo Banim, Veinam Megadlam Lelimut Torah, Acherim Omrim Afilu Korei Veshona, Velo Shemesh Tabir Chachomi, Zeo Am Aretz. If he was Kora, wasn't even Shona, Hare Zebor, Lo Kara Velo Shona, Alava Katuv Omer Vezarati at Beit Yisrael, Beit Yehuda, Zera Adam, Vezera Beima, Yireyat Hashem Beni Vemelach, Im Shonim Al Titarev, take out that verb. Amre v'yitzchak, elu sheshonim halachot. Obviously, what else could it mean? No, it could mean. Ma'adotema shonim b'cheit. K'ruvuna, the Amre v'yitzchak, kimin shavar adam avira, v'shana ba hutrala. Kamash rana, that's not what it's referring to. Tana, ha-tana'im mevalei olam. Mevalei olam, sakadayetach. Who are they hurting besides themselves? Amre v'yitzchak, it's talking about shemar malach v'toch mishnatan. Tana nami yochor m'nev yeshua, v'chi mevalei olam ha'in. Hallo miyashvei olam ein, shemai lichot olam lo. Ela shemorim alacha mitoch mishnatam. Isha prusha, tonu rabbanu, betulat salyanit, v'almana shovavit, v'katan shelo kalulo chadasha, v'rei olam v'alei olam. Eini v'am Rabbi Yochanan labanu yiratchet mi betula, v'kibul sachar mi almana, yiratchet mi betula, Rabbi Yochanan shemai lehi betula, denaf lapa, v'kam Rabbi Yochanan shel olam. Barata Gan Eden, Barata Geinam, Barata Tzadikim, Barata Rishayim, Yiratzom Efanecha Shelo Yikashlu Bi Bnei Adam. Kibul Sechar Mi Almana, Dei Almana Davi Beknishta B'Shvivute, and Kol Yuma Habiyat Yomatzah B'Bei Medrash to Rabbi Yochanan, which was far away. Omar La one day Biti, Lo Beit HaKnesset B'Shvivutech, Omar La Rebbe, V'Lo Sechar P'siot Yeshli. No, we're talking about wild cases, like the case of Yochanan Bat Rativi. My cotton shall call a look at the shop. Ocheter gimu zeta bit racham, amiva eight per abotav. And Rabbi Abam rezeta meat shall oigiel or amore. Yom Rabbi Abu am Ravanamarav, my dechtiv. Kirabim halalimi pila, vatsumim kolarugia. Kirabim halalimi pila zeta mit racham shall oigiel or amore. Atsumim floshen vatsimat pe. Kolarugia zeta mit racham she giel or ah, and refuses to be more. V'yad kama ad arba inchnim. Eni v'araba ori. That's Peshovi. U'makot prushim. Tana Rabbanan. Shiva prushim. There's a porosh shichmi, a porosh nikvi, a porosh kizoi, a porosh baduchya, a porosh machovati ve'esenu, a porosh mi'ava, a porosh mi'yira. A porosh shichmi. Is that what's the Ma'aseh Shechem? Porosh nikvi. Man kivet raglav. Porosh kizoi. Ha'minach b'yezeh mekiz dam l'ktalim. Can you imagine these people take this seriously? I mean, they miss the humor of it. Make a whole analysis of it. Omer, that way can make his dumb telling. Porush Maduchya. Omer Rav Barshiva, the Mishapaki Maduchya. Porush Machovati Vaseno. What's wrong with that? I'm not you taking the Omer. Machovati tu Vaseno. Porush Miava, Porush Miura. Omer Labaya Varav Latana. Lotitni Porush Miava, Porush Miura. There's nothing wrong with that. The Omer of Yiram Ravli, Olam Yasoka Dam Betorao Bimitzvot. Afilu shelo lishma. שמתוך שלא לשמה בא לשמה. אומר רב נחם בר יצחק, במתמרה מתמרה, ודמגליה מגליה, but listen here, בדינה רבה, לתפור מייני דחוף וגינדי. אומר לו, יעני, מלכות לא דוויתו, אל תתיירעי מן הפרושים that are real, ולא ממי שאינן פרושים. Real פרושים are not interested in revenge, they have other things on their mind. ולא ממי שאינן פרושים, they're on our side, אלא מן הצועים, שדומים לפרושים, שמעשים כמעשה זמרה, ומבקשים שכר כפנחס. רבי שמעון אומר, אין זכות תולה במים אמרים, ואם אתה אומר, הזכות תולה במים אמרים, מראה אתה את המים בני כל הנשים השתות, ומוציא את השם רע לתורות ששתו, שאומרים, תמיות אין אלה שתלתה להם זכות. רבי אומר, הזכות תולה במים אמרים. The only thing is that אינו יולדת, ואינו משבחת, אלא מתנבנה והולכת לסוף, היא מתה באותה מיטה. נתמאית מנחתה עד שלא קידשה בכלי, הרי ככל המנחות ותיפדה. ואם משהיא קידשה בכלי, הרי ככל המנחות ותסרב.